Okay, unfortunately, since this Shabbos, when we experienced the horrific tragedy here in America, it's made me think a lot about the sugya of Kiddush Hashem. I don't have so much to formulate about this issue, but just some of the things that are on my mind are the following. In Parshas Emor, the Torah says, V'negdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. We have an obligation, we have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, which means that we are supposed to elevate and sanctify the name of God, b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Reb Chaim Volozhiner has a famous comment where he says that the Asara Nisyonos that Avram Avinu was tested with, so we're told in Pirkei Avos that Avram Avinu had 10 Nisyonos va'amad b'kulan, and he was able to successfully make his way through all of those tests that he was presented with, that he was challenged with. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, the reason why here in particular we refer to him as Avram Avinu, and not just Avram, as many other places in the Mishnayos he is referred to as, is because Avram gave it over in his genetic code, he gave it over in his heritage to his children, that you have the ability to overcome the same challenges that I do. And the same way Avram Avinu was willing to give himself up al Kiddush Hashem, as we know, Avram Avinu jumps into the furnace and he's willing to do it for the sake of God to prove to the world how much he believes, so too Avram Avinu gave over that ability to all of his children, to all of his inheritors, that they also have the strength, should they need to ever give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem. There's a fascinating comment, I think it's a controversial comment, but it's an interesting one, by Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky on that pasuk, where the pasuk says, V'negdashti b'self b'nei Yisrael. So he quotes what the Rambam writes. When the Rambam quotes this halacha about Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam says, Kol beis Yisrael mitzuvin al Kiddush Hashem ha-gadol hazeh. Every Jew has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Now, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Yesh l'dayik. As we know, every word in the Rambam is so carefully chosen, so carefully worded. So many svarim have been written about why the Rambam formulated things in the way he did. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, how come nobody points this out? The Rambam chooses to say, Kol beis Yisrael mitzuvin. Every Jew. What do you mean every Jew? Every other mitzvah the Rambam doesn't say, Kol Yisrael. So why does it say here, Kol beis Yisrael? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his opinion, he believes it means, Mechuvan the rabos hafilu haktanim. Even though generally we say that only adults have an obligation to perform the mitzvah, we only hold an adult accountable to do whatever it is that the Torah instructs them to do. Obviously our children keep Shabbos because of chinuch purposes, but that's really the obligation of the parents to be mechanech their children. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, this is shared equally by adults as well as by children. How can one say such a thing? Asked Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. How can children be obligated to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem when they're only children? They're not obligated to put on tefillin. They're not obligated to even keep Shabbos. So what does it mean they have an obligation to do this? Explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Again, I think it's a little questionable what he says, but it's a fascinating point, and I think it brings out what the mitzvah is all about. V'hatam nirali. He says the reason why this is a unique mitzvah is because midalok siv. When the Torah instructs us about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, it does not say takdishu es shemi. It doesn't say you should actively go and be mekadesh the name of God. Da'az yesh lomar, if that was the case, that's the same as you should actively put on tefillin. You should actively keep Shabbos. You should actively put up a mezuzah. Children don't have an obligation to actively do mitzvahs. We cannot hold them accountable. And therefore, if the mitzvah would have been takdishu es shemi, if the mitzvah would have been actively go out of your way to be mekadesh shem shamayim, obviously children would not have an obligation to do it. The same way they don't have an obligation to do anything else. However, he says, here the pasuk states, v'nikdashdi b'soch b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? It's passive. That through you, through what will be done to you, I, God, will be elevated. And therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, if that's the case, why should there be a differentiation between a child and an adult? If the name of God is going to be sanctified, al Kiddush Hashem, by the unfortunate death of an adult or the horrific tragedy of a child being killed, both of them are tragic, says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, both of them will give kedusha, will give sanctity to the name of God, v'nikdashdi, not because you did anything, but because something was done to you. And therefore he says, this is why in the days of the Rishonim, there were stories that are written in the days of Rabbeinu Tam and others, there are stories written about Kiddush Hashem that was done even on behalf of the children, even though the children didn't have the choice whether or not they wanted to give up their lives. And it was an extremely controversial period in history where some Rishonim felt that it's the appropriate thing to do and other Rishonim felt it's totally inappropriate, says the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, maybe this is really where it comes from. Because the original formulation in the Torah itself is, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. It's famous that one of the most important personalities who gave his life up al Kiddush Hashem willingly was the Ger Tzedek, Avram ben Avram. He lived in the days of the Vilna Gaon. And it's famous that when he was being brought to the Moked, to the furnace, they were going to kill him in the town square, he asked permission to make a stop at the home of the Vilna Gaon. And he asked the Vilna Gaon, I have an option. Here they are walking me in the shackles to the place where they're going to administer my death. I have a choice either to run for it, that I can just get this over with and not have to suffer anymore, or he says I can walk as slowly as possible, and then whenever I finally get there, then I will meet my death. And the Vilna Gaon said, what a mitzvah you're involved in. He said, run as fast as you can. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. This is a mitzvah that we don't have an opportunity to perform, and we should never be tested with. But the Vilna Gaon said, you, who's clearly on the way for that to happen, and nothing seems to be changing, the Vilna Gaon encouraged him that he should go quickly. It's a little bit of a question, because as we know, Yonah says that he wants the members of the boat to pick him up, and only after they pick him up in the air does he want them to throw him over. And the question is, why are you telling them to pick him up? Why don't you just throw him over immediately? And the answer that they give is because every moment of life that Yonah realized he would be able to have is precious. Every moment is worthwhile. So if I can have one more minute when they're going to pick me up and then throw me over, that's worth it. So why would the Vilna Gaon tell him here that he should run quickly to his death? I believe, I didn't see it today, but I believe a while ago I saw Rabbi Yosef Engel, one of the great Gedolim in Europe before the war, has a comment on this issue as well, and he says, as we know, when you have a toss-up with mitzvos on a Matzoi Shabbos, for example, when you have to count Sfiras HaOmer on Matzoi Shabbos, I made this mistake my first time in the Young Israel of Woodmere on the first Matzoi Shabbos that Rabbi Billet asked me to do the Sfiras HaOmer. Never since done it again. I always make sure to be in the middle of Shmona Esrei, so he doesn't call on me. So it was a Matzoi Shabbos, and I had just finished Shmona Esrei, and Rabbi Billet came over to me and he said, it's your turn to say Sfiras HaOmer. I thought that meant that's what we're up to. So I counted Sfira, and he said, before Abdullah, after Abdullah, you missed it up. What happens? On Friday night, we know, when you have to say Sfira Sa'omer and Kiddush, which one goes first? First you say Kiddush, and then afterward you say Sfira Sa'omer. On Matzai Shabbos, we first count Sfira Sa'omer, and only afterward do we recite Abdullah. Why is that the case? Because Kal Apuke Yoma Me'achrinan, we want to extend Kedusha as much as we can. So if we're able to make Kiddush earlier and Havdalah later and put some other mitzvahs in between, may as well do that. So I made a mistake, I didn't realize what was going on, and I did it the wrong way. But Rabbi Yosef Engel says, if that is always the principle, that we want to extend Kedusha as much as we can, how could the Vilna Gaon have told him that he should go and run to his death? What do you mean run to your death? We want to extend even the day of Shabbos Kedusha as much as we can. Shouldn't it be a Kavul Chomer that we want to extend a life as much as we can? That's far more Kadosh than Shabbos itself is. And that is an important story about the Ger Tzedek. In fact, it's written in the history books, apparently, when they write about the story. They say that there were very few individuals who were there when the Ger Tzedek was actually being killed in Vilna. And they said, the ones who were there said they heard him singing with great joy and elation as he was being put onto the fire. He sang the words, Aval anachnu amcha b'nei b'risecha, b'nei Abraham ahavcha shenashbata lo bahar Moriah. He was proud that he was able to fulfill the Kiddush Hashem just like his ancestor Avram Avinu. He was the Ger Tzedek, and he was giving up his life al Kiddush Hashem. So I bumped into Rabbi Gladstein yesterday from the shul down the block, and he asked a very important question, and that is, you know, everybody's saying that a person who gets killed just because they're Jewish is considered to be someone who died al Kiddush Hashem, and I always had the impression that that was true. I never even thought twice about it. So my impression is that those who unfortunately lost their lives over Shabbos, whatever level of religious observance they had, doesn't make any difference. In the end of the day, they were killed because they were Jews. Not because of anything they had done. They were innocent civilians. And their level of observance makes no difference to us. They're Jews in the end of the day, and in the eyes of the world, this was an act against Jews. And therefore, he said, where do we get this concept of that somebody who dies just because they're a Jew, but is not given a choice? It's not like, I gave up my life, al Kiddush Hashem. These people came to shul, they came to the synagogue, they were in the middle of a service. They didn't think twice about it. They didn't have a choice in the matter. Nobody stood up and said, I'm going to die because I want to do it for God's name. They were just murdered, ruthlessly, atrociously, and that's not something they had a choice in. Who said that gives a person that appellation of being a person who died al Kiddush Hashem? Interesting question. I have to think about it, but I think when you have this perspective of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, where Rabbi Yaakov says the point is not that you have to actively give yourself up. It's not that God asks of you, Takdishu Eshemi, but rather, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Through your life and through your death, you will now be a living memory to God, and you will be one who brings honor to the name of God, that it shouldn't make a difference if you volunteer of yourself or not. That's something that should make a person have the status of one who died al Kiddush Hashem regardless. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva has a very strange and unusual question that he discusses in the name of the Shalah HaKadosh. And the Pesachei Tshuva in Yerideya, when he has the Shulchan Aruch has the halachas of Kiddush Hashem. So there the Pesachei Tshuva says, Nira be'enai, it would seem to me, Mi Shabbat liyado Kiddush Hashem, somebody who has the opportunity, the sad reality of giving up their life al Kiddush Hashem, U'mekayim mitzvah saseh d'menekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and they see that they're going to come very close to a situation where they're not going to have any option any longer, and they're going to have to give up their lives. He says, Kodem sheyahargu yivarech b'simcha. Before they take this person's life, you should make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu l'kadesh shemo barabim. Says the Pesachei Tshuva in the name of the Shalah HaKadosh, you should have the presence of mind to make a bracha that you are about to be mekadesh shemo barabim. So they say the apocryphal story about the brisker. The briskers are known to be very meticulous about brachos and to do everything very carefully with real kavana. So they say that there was once a person who came and he was going to kill the brisker al Kiddush Hashem. So the brisker says, hey, hold on a minute. The Shalah HaKadosh says you have to make a bracha. Give me a second. So he has all the kavana and the briskers. It takes them a long time to say Kriya Shema, to say brachos. So he's having so much kavana. By the time he's finished, the murderer is so scared off by what he sees, he runs away. The brisker opens his eyes after he finishes the bracha and he realizes the guy ran away. He says, the bracha levatala. So he runs over to him. He says, nu. So that's a story that they say, but it comes from this Shalah HaKadosh that the Shalah writes that when a person, unfortunately, is faced with such a terrible circumstance, the Shalah writes, a bracha should be recited. The Aderes writes in one of his Svarim al HaTorah that I have at home, he says, we know that a bracha is not supposed to be recited on a Dover Shel Peronius. As we know, the Gemara says that it's a Peronius when a couple gets divorced, it's something that's a very sad moment in the eyes of God and in the eyes of the community. Sometimes it has to happen. Or let's say when a chalitza is performed, it's a very sad thing that has to be done. A man dies without having children, his wife is left as an almana, she has no one else around, she has to do the chalitza. Why do we not recite a bracha when we give a get? Why do we not recite a bracha when we do chalitza? The Torah tells us exactly how it's supposed to be done. So the answer the Rishonim say is because, since these are mitzvos which are shel peronios, it's a sad circumstance that brought it about, that's not something that we want to thank God for. We don't say, thank you so much for bringing me the opportunity of doing the chalitza and for giving a get. That's not something that we're proud of. It's not something that we're excited about. We don't recite a bracha. And therefore ask the Aderes, how could the Shalah HaKadosh say that when a person is faced with an experience, Rachmana Litzlan of Kiddush Hashem, that they have to make a bracha before doing so? Why shouldn't this follow the general rule that we don't make a bracha on a Dover Shel Peronius, like by get, like by chalitza and many other mitzvahs? We don't make a bracha when there is a negative reason why the mitzvah came to be. Why would you make a bracha here? And the Adera says that he believes it's a mistake in our understanding of Kiddush Hashem. He said, how can you call the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem a peronios? That's not a peronios, says the Aderes, and it's a hard thing to understand, but he says, that's not a peronios, he says, those who gave up their lives al Kiddush Hashem, lo hayo lahem oneg ba'olamam yoser ma'asher mirige misasam. There was nothing more enjoyable, more spiritually elevating in their lives than that last moment when God actually took their life al Kiddush Hashem. The person felt so proud, writes the Aderes, and he says, you cannot call that a moment of peronios. You call that the most elevated moment of a person's life, and therefore he says that is the reason. Eich lo yivarech ha-mitzvah chashuva she'en kamosa, says the Aderes. I have the question in the opposite direction. How could a person not be so overcome with emotion that they'll want to make a bracha at that time when they, Rachmana Litzlan, are going through such an experience? He says that is a time when a person should feel the closest to God, and therefore he says, this is why the Shalah HaKadosh writes, and on this occasion, on this instance, a person is really supposed to make that bracha. We should never be tested, we should never have it, but all of our Divrei Torah should be Le'ilui Nishmas, those Kedoshim Mitoharim, who did die, seemingly Al Kiddush Hashem, that people who die just because they're Jews, it's always been understood to be the fact. that we look at them as people who are kadoshim, whether or not they were religious or not religious, whether or not they observed mitzvos or they didn't observe mitzvos. The very fact that people die because they are considered to be Jews and the world has a problem with them being Jews, we assume that that is a reason enough. That's a reason alone that we would call them v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael.